of 9:10.
Good evening, everyone. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 9th. Welcome to the Interlochen Town Council meeting. Stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Join me, please. We thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. And Lord, our hearts go out to the family that lost their home in the fire. We ask you, Lord, that you'd help them meet their needs. And be with this meeting tonight, Lord, all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Sorry. I forgot it wasn't up at a non-movable desk. I tried to pull my chair up by holding the table. I guess it wasn't a good idea.
I did the same thing.
Did you?
Ms. Bacher?
Here.
Ms. Bennett?
Here.
Ms. Costanzo?
Here.
Ms. Meadows?
Here.
Ms. Connor?
Here.
Let the record show that Mayor Larson and Attorney Young are present.
Thank you. My only comment again is the mayor said our hearts go out to the people in the brush store and also to the Ocasio family. Is that it, Mrs.?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Daniel Ocasio's family lost their home also, I believe, on Friday evening. To the best of our knowledge, there were not any injuries. So.
Well, they lost 5 dogs, I understand.
Oh, they did lose pets?
And the fire.
Okay. First on the agenda is the discussion and consideration of the Independence Day celebration. Commissioner Harvey is here.
Thank you. Where would you like me at?
Right there.
If you could get me here.
I'll take a few pounds. I was thinner than that. And I have something in my pocket. Now let me forget what y'all want. Before we're done, that's
fine. I'm sorry.
You were short, huh? Mom, can you hear me?
No.
Hello?
No.
Hello, can you hear me now?
No.
Better hear me.
You were loud enough.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
All right. The conversation tonight, well, first of all, welcome. I mean, thank you for having me tonight. And appreciate having a meeting all day long. So, tonight we're going to be talking Independence Day. And if you know, July 4th is on a Sunday this year. Right? So we're kind of traditionalists around here. And we kind of try to keep it on July 4th. But the conversation needs to be had of how big do we want to go or even if we want to go. I say we do it. And if we want to keep it on a Sunday, then we could do it just an afternoon type situation and probably forego a parade and just do fireworks and a few things like that. But if you'd like to do, I think it'd be hard to do a parade, everything Sunday morning, and then try to get back here Sunday evening. I think that would be kind of difficult.
Can't you do a parade in the afternoon?
We could, possibly. The only problem with the afternoon on July 4th is rain. And we usually get rained on right up until fireworks. And then for some reason we have this hole in the atmosphere and we're able to shoot them off. But, you know, historically rain happens at 2 o'clock on July 4th.
Yeah. So. Would we have any of the other activities that we've had in the past?
We can do as much as we possibly can.
Well, what did you have in mind?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'd like to do everything, but it's going to be up to y'all when you want me to do it. And if it's Saturday, we'll do the whole blown thing, Saturday morning parade, you know. But again, most of the time we're traditionalists here, and we like to do it on the 4th. I know. So it's going to be... And it's still COVID, so do we want to do a whole full-blown Saturday event, or do we rather just kind of do an abbreviated Sunday afternoon event and go from there? Is anybody going to answer that phone? Just teasing. I have to make some room.
Well, Council, what do you all think?
Starting with you.
Well, we did change it a couple of years ago.
We did.
So
we've changed it a few
normally,
times.
We normally keep it on the 4th, but we have done other dates. That much I remember.
Well, I guess the first question should be, do we want to change the date?
I say yes. Saturday, I think, would be much better than Sunday.
All right. I guess I need a motion for that, don't I? Well, let's have one. Do I have a motion?
Somebody else get in trouble this time, please.
Okay.
I have a motion. Mrs. Meadows to have our 4th of July celebration on Saturday, the 3rd of July. Do I have a second? I have a second from Mrs. Bennett. All in favor? Oh, any more discussion on that item?
I think we do, though, need to, figure out what we're going to do and how extensive it's going to be. That's going to be important.
Okay, let's vote on the date then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, now what are we
going to
do?
Well, I think we can do social distancing as we did before. We can do the parade in the morning. We can split booths up where they're not all congregated in one area, mm-hmm. where they're around the town. So I think there are things we can do we did the Christmas celebration, and that seemed to be fine.
Do we still want to do the cake contest?
We'll have to see about that. I'd rather everything, if we can, do it outside.
Okay.
I'd rather nothing be inside if we can avoid that. So we might have to drop a few things, but if we can keep people out in the fresh air and keep them moving around, I think we're better off that. Okay.
Do we still want to do, like in the past, we've had some, like up those water slides and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
That's a lot of kids, all
wet with dinos and
incubators.
We probably will not do that this year. I think that's very prudent of us not to do that. You know, I mean, it's going to be different, but at least we're going to do something.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's important. Mm-hmm. So, and I'd like to do the fireworks where we did them before.
Yeah.
People like them on this side of the lake. They really did.
And I did get a couple of calls from people who didn't. But
A couple. Yeah.
Personally, I like December. That was phenomenal.
I was, wasn't it?
That was phenomenal.
You like the what?
December.
Yeah.
Because it's cold out and it just made
a
difference.
Crisp and nice.
Oh, it was wonderful.
I know. But you see them better, so you can spread that out. You can, you're not all confined down at the lake, and we can spread out all over the town, and I think that's very, very good for that reason. So.
All right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything else on it?
Can I ask a question,
Mr. Dawson?
Mr. Harvey, would there be any vendors or water or anything like that?
We'll have vendors, but we won't have them all over here in the vacant lot. We'll have them spread out.
But there will be water. That's one of the important things, I guess, is the water.
We always do water, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, would you pass this over to the chairperson? I brought some checks from the county for the money that the Board of County Commissioners approved.
This isn't like the Walmart check, is it?
No, that's a good check.
And I'm sorry, what is this for?
That's the COVID money that y'all applied for the county for. So go ahead and read the amount.
One is for $479.99. And the other one is
$91,911.79.
Wow. $91,000.
That's all the checks I have. There is
sure there's
not
that. I'll check.
Wonderful. Thank you, darling.
George's wife handed them to me before I left the building.
She's not bringing any checks home, I sure have.
No, that was your COVID money.
It says Judy Costanza over there.
Yeah, that might not work. You might end up in the slammer. Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
You'll be
here
in the meeting?
I will be soon, okay. Yeah. And we'll start getting everything organized. But tonight was the date, so I always appreciate everyone here and how much the community loves y'all, too. So thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
All right. Now, let me slide that by my... I'm back to walking, so I'm losing weight again.
Okay, next on the agenda is a discussion and consideration of a letter of support for renaming Interlochen High School. Mr. Granger?
Miss Cootenell, they knew I scooted that for Mrs. Meals is working on it. Keep it up. Need the sugar now. I'm here to ask for a letter of support from the council board for our hero, Robert Jenkins, and I think everybody ought to know the situation of Robert Jenkins. One of the schools that's closing is Jenkins Middle School in Palatka. They celebrated Friday, closing of the school. And in Interlochen High School, CH Price is going to merge, and that called for a rename, what I'm understanding. And it's going to be from 7 through 12. So I'm asking support for Robert H. Jenkins Jr. Senior High School that rename that school. And that's what I'm trying to do, so we can bring his name home, bring our hero home. You already know he's on here for day, you know what he did. The third recon did already send a letter because everyone called me that Friday after the school board meeting. At that time, I didn't know about the full school. It was closed, and that was one of them. So the vice president called me next. I said, well, I get on to figure out what's going on. And I am on the renaming committee board. So I just need to get a letter for support from the council, if they would, to support us on that. And I can take that letter, send that letter to the Public County School Board Attention Superintendent.
I just have a question. Tonight in the Palatka Daily News, there was an article, of course, about, you know, all the school closures and stuff like that. And one of the things that it talked about was that they're thinking about having the city of Palatka somehow utilize Jenkins Middle School for something. So if they buy that building, will then we be able to take that name forward, or are they going to keep it whatever, Jenkins, whatever it's going to be?
That's two different things, because I was talking about when you're facing the Jenkins School, that right part over there that the city wanted to get. I don't know the outcome of that, but they can still call that, but that won't be the school.
Okay.
That'll be a community. What the last time I talked, that's what we're going to community something, but I don't know if the... A superintendent and the mayor have come to a conclusion on that, yeah.
Okay.
But I asked that question, and said, no, that's
good. Okay. All right.
I'm good.
We have
a motion.
I make a motion that the council give Mr. Granger a letter of support that they consider naming the combined school after our hero, Robert Jenkins.
I have a motion from Mrs. Costanza to send a letter of support for renaming Interlochen High School for Mr. Jenkins. Do I have a second? Second. Dr. Cox is second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
Mr. Granger. Mr. Matthew, not here.
Jason Matchett was on duty tonight. He wasn't able to be here. He did try to zoom in. He wasn't able to do that. But he did give me the information. He's basically asking for the council to support or sponsor the Easter egg hunt so that they don't have to get the insurance for the park used for Saturday, April 3rd from 9 to noon. He would want to use the empty lot over here by Town Hall and then Hastings Park and the Lions Club as well.
I think I remember last year that the town had agreed to co-sponsor it, but it was canceled because of COVID.
Yes.
So we had agreed to that last year, so I don't know if anybody has changed their mind about it.
Well, we need a motion.
Okay, so we don't, if there's no reservations like it was when we had to cancel last year about us being able to move forward with the hunt. We're okay with that as far as we know, as far as restrictions go.
Well, then again, you're going to have a lot of little ones running around Hastings Park, you know, but I guess it's up to parents whether they want their children to participate or not.
They're running around your schools right now.
Yeah,
all right. It's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it is an outdoor event.
Yeah.
Is the whole thing going to be outdoors this time, Mrs. Payne? Because the year before last, I know, because I was doing the judging of the decorating inside, but it was in an outdoor, I think, patio area.
Yeah, in the back.
Okay.
There.
Still pretty much outside.
Pretty much outside.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion?
Okay. I move that we approve the community Easter egg hunt this year that Jason Matchett proposed.
All right. I have a motion from Mrs. Bennett to approve the community Easter egg hunt. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Bacher, any more discussion?
We're approving it, but he's asking for us to co-sponsor it.
Yeah, yes. I think that came with if we would approve the co-sponsoring so right. that insurance would be included. I think that's the package deal that we got.
Well, it just says here that he's asking for
consideration.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Young.
So I went with what was on the.
So maybe we should put in the motion that we agreed to co-sponsor. I'm not sure if that's.
Because it wasn't stated on the. You know, that's why I didn't give you the whole 9 yards.
What I heard was co-sponsor, is that correct? Is that the language you used? You're fine to amend it if the person who seconded is okay with it, instead of us backing up and starting over.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to amend it. I approve that we co-sponsor the community Easter egg hunt, allowing for it to be held at Hastings Park and the Lions Club grounds. And isn't that where it was?
Mm-hmm. And a lot here.
Outside the council grounds so that insurance is provided for the event.
Town insurance. Okay. You're not requiring him to get the certificate of insurance.
We're not. We are, right. Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second that, Mrs. Bacher.
Yes, Mr. Young?
The property that the Lions Club is on, is that city owned?
No.
Then what kind of coverage is there?
I believe they have their own coverage.
They had their coverage, I recall correctly.
Yeah, they had their coverage. We always had to make them get coverage to use town property. And last year we had agreed to co-sponsor it so they wouldn't have to get coverage.
But I don't think town insurance covers the event on the Lions Club property, does it?
No, but it does Hastings Park and our lot out here.
Right. So if I have a kid get injured there or in between at a town-sponsored event, do you think they're just going to sue the town?
Well,
I guess what I'm driving at is we probably ought to make sure one of the Lions Club has the
Before we go forward, okay.
And second, that the town insurance still covers an event like this on multiple properties.
I thought there was an issue last year. Wasn't there a question about there being a rider or something that somebody that he could have gotten but couldn't afford, and that's why he was asking the town's insurance to cover it.
If I recall correctly, right. He didn't want to get the certificate because they didn't have money enough. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what specifically do we need him to have?
Well, he may not have to.
No, I mean, I'll be him, but I mean the Lions Club.
Just sufficient coverage for an event like this. They've got to check with their insurance company. I'm sure they most likely do because they're a civic club that meets on private property. So odds are they have event coverage.
But the air on the side.
All right, so Mr. Young, if we approve this tonight, can we approve it contingent?
Absolutely.
Okay, on the assurance that the Alliance Club has insurance.
Yeah, we would probably want them to provide us a certificate of insurance.
Okay.
Just a copy of it. Proves to us that they're covered as well. Otherwise, the town could get left for anything that happens there. Versus
that makes sense.
Okay. And we don't inspect that property. We don't know what the hazards are. We don't know what the safety issues are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just bringing it up so that the town.
So I think we need to redo the. We need to. Let's do the motion all over again. All right.
We'll try.
Wait.
Quickest way is if you hold a vote and if. If you don't approve of this, then we can back up and start again if you want. That's the fastest, cleanest way to do this.
Okay.
I have a question. Since we're on all this, okay, in co-sponsoring, are we financially responsible for anything else, like the eggs and all that stuff?
Jason said that he had everything covered. He's basically just asking us to co-sponsor just so that we can do the insurance part for the town property so that they don't have to get the insurance that we require if they use the park for the park permit.
Then maybe it would be important in our motion to make sure that we state that, you know, we'll be responsible for the insurance only.
What about public safety? You're talking about streets in between these properties, etc. Coordinate for any of that, or is the town going to supply law enforcement for traffic control?
I don't think we had that before.
Mr. Glover just gave us some horses to close off one of the side streets, but we've never not had kind of problem.
Yeah, I know. My job is never in the future, not ever in the past.
So you suggest we take the vote?
I suggest that the second wants to withdraw her second and first one to withdraw her motion, then we can back up and start again.
All right.
I'll withdraw the second. Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay.
And I'm now going to make a motion that that we approve the co-sponsoring of the community Easter egg hunt that Jason Matchett proposed, contingent upon the knowledge that there is adequate coverage, insurance coverage, at the Lions Club grounds. And we are not responsible for anything except for what our coverage provides protection for.
So the town's only responsible to support this for the insurance coverage, no other financial obligation.
Right. That simplifies
it. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We don't need to say it all over again. Any more discussion?
And I just want to add that I know for sure that they've got insurance. They have a church group that meets there on Friday. They had a wedding reception there weekend or two ago, so they have to have, you know, insurance.
I would recommend, Mrs. Payne, that we ask Jason to give us that information in writing. Okay. All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed? Motion's carried. That was a long one.
It was.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of the James Moore & Company auditor contract.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Well, Kathy has always done a lot of work for, I think she's worked for the town for like 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, as an accountant. And she retired when Pam retired. She did finish up this audit that we're currently in right now. But she's done, so we kind of have to have somebody come in and kind of do the things that she did. She does like a pre-audit, depreciation schedules, and different things like that. So James Moore is willing to do that. Usually Kathy's fees would be about $5,000 a year. This is $5,000 for most of the work, and then there's $1,000 extra dollars here for the depreciation schedule. It's a pretty good deal, I feel like. They also have an hourly rate that if we get into a situation where we need some help, if it's something that I can't figure out and then Pam Wilburn can't figure out, you know, we would have a third person to go to kind of help us figure out, you know, how to post something complicated, not your everyday mm-hmm. stuff. But
and what is the hourly rate?
It can be $175, and we would only use that, you know, when we've exhausted all of our effort. But you know,
okay,
they're very familiar with government accounting.
All right, do I have a motion?
Now, we are already utilizing these services.
We are.
For,
yes.
So this is not somebody we're not familiar with.
No.
Exactly. Yeah, so. And I had been talking to them over the past few months, and we talked about outsourcing, and he was going to give me some names of people he recommended. And then in the end, you know, they said that they could do it. I said, well, you're familiar with the town and the books and all that stuff. It might be nice to keep it, you know, in-house with them. And currently, we do have a five-year contract with them for auditing services. This would be an addition to that.
Does Kathy work for them? Or does
no, Kathy was, an ed- Kathy was an independent person.
Okay.
Yeah. She works with them. She emailed back and forth a lot and kind of worked with them a lot. A lot of times they have a lot of questions for us, and mm-hmm. she kind of filled in a lot of those over the years.
Okay.
Motion?
I will make a motion to approve the contract, auditor contract, with James Moore and Company.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Bonker to approve the James Moore and Company auditor contract. We have a second.
A second.
Mrs. Meadows, we have a second. Any more discussion?
Is this,
yes?
This is a letter. It's not a contract.
It's a letter of engagement. It's what they call it.
And I don't see...
And it sort of like goes... I think that their contract says, like, if there was anything, any additional services, it would be a letter of engagement like this.
Okay.
So we're not approving a contract, we're amending a contract to add an additional service?
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe we should have added the letter of the company auditor contract letter of engagement?
The contract?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is this isn't a we're not approving a contract, we're approving an addition?
Yeah. We're approving this letter of engagement okay. that's in addition to the current contract that we have.
Do we want to amend the motion?
Mr. Young,
yes, we'll wait for advice. So we already have a contract with them.
Right.
This is just an addition.
Addition, right.
You can modify it to engagement letter if you want. I mean, you essentially have an addition to a contract. They even refer to their original contract as an engagement letter. It's the same thing. It's a binding contract. You're paying them money, they're providing services.
So should we say that we're approving the addition to the auditor contract?
You certainly can. I mean, essentially what you're doing is you are approving this additional service which they have outlined in an engagement letter. That's
okay.
Whether it's part of their perspective is that they have a contract with the town, which they refer to as an original engagement letter of July 17, 2020. This is an additional service that they're willing to provide for these rates. What you call it is semantics at this point, in my opinion.
So the original motion is okay then?
If everybody if everybody's currently understanding that when you said contract, you meant this engagement letter, correct?
Yeah. I just was wondering if it made a difference, that's all.
I don't think so in this case, as long as everybody understands and we've explained it on the record, so.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, discussion and consideration of the pandemic guidelines.
Make a motion to approve the pandemic guidelines for the town of Interlochen and Forest.
We have a motion from Mrs. Bacher to approve the pandemic guidelines. By the second, Mrs. Bennett.
I second it.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, discussion and consideration of appreciation plaque for Lisa Suarez. Ms. Costanza.
Not to get into too many details, but Lisa's no longer with the county. And I feel that she has done a lot of good work for animal control. She also did codes out here. I remember when we were building my house, she came out and said, make sure you use licensed contractors. So not to get into anything that's going on at the county, I feel that maybe we should do something to recognize her. And I'd like to present her with a plaque thanking her for her service and her dedication to animal control, not her dedication to not her dedication to Putnam County, but her dedication to animal control and her dedication to her job in general.
Do you have the wording you'd like to put on that?
Sure, Mr. Larson and I could come up with something.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Let me have some pictures of animals or something.
Yeah.
She was sudden. I remember you telling us the story of the night when it was lightning and she slept in the pen with the dog.
I had that picture, but it's very hard to tell that it's her. But yeah. Mr. Larson and I could look at it and see what we could do with it.
That's dedication.
So,
all right, do we have a motion?
Make the motion.
You can? Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to present Ms. Suarez with a plaque of appreciation from the time of the law.
Have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion from Mrs. Costanza and a second by Mrs. Meadows for an appreciation plaque for Lisa Suarez. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, the discussion and consideration for setting a date for a personnel manual and code enforcement workshop. I think we need to do the codes enforcement workshop first. Since we don't have a code enforcement officer, and we have to do this, I believe you said, Ms. Payne, before we can put out okay. By the way, does the board, the committee for code enforcement come, or is it just the council?
Well, workshops are open to anybody.
They are, yeah.
Okay, but would we normally invite those people that are on
if you would like me to, we can reach out to the code enforcement board. And
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Come.
Okay.
You need their input.
Sure.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Well,
did we do that first?
Do Mrs. King, what's the earliest date we can do, because I know it has to be noticed.
Yeah, and you have to notice 7 days ahead of time. So next Wednesday.
You can't do the 17th.
And that would be the earliest date.
Yeah. Well, I guess we want to do it as early as possible.
How about, I can do anything except the 17th.
That's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Is this, you all discussed once before that you need to set up some rules and guidelines? Is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Thank you, excuse me.
Well, how about Thursday the 18th, so we can get it on the 7th?
Okay, so 5:05.
Are y'all looking for me to be there?
Sure.
I'm not volunteering.
Sure.
But I'll be out there.
I think it'd be nice if you could, Mr. Young, because a couple of things that I personally would like to know and have you pass on is, you know, are we a dog with no teeth? I mean, we go out and we do all this stuff, and then what's the recourse when they don't follow through on it?
Gotcha.
And that's where I think we need your guidance.
Well, that's in the ordinance.
Yeah, I thought this was more for a job description.
Well, I think we want to probably look at the ordinance real quick and the job description with the contract, because that's where we're really lacking.
I don't mind attending, but I won't be available next week.
Okay.
That's spring break.
All right, well, what about the 23rd?
That works for me.
That work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
5:05, 23rd?
Checking his calendar.
Mm-hmm. See if I can find some without red on it. Batting practice last night. That's why I'm not moving very fast.
You did what?
I pitched batting practice last night. So that's why I'm moving very slow. No, we sponsor two teams, and we coach them. And typically they play their games on Tuesday night, but I probably...
Well, what about Wednesday the 24th? Is that good for everybody?
I mean, I'm fine with that, but I don't want to interfere with church going, folks.
24th, Wednesday, no? Okay.
What about the 22nd? Monday.
Yeah, we can do Monday.
We have a Better Place Plan meeting Monday at 4, and they want to stay until they finish up their project, so it may be a couple hours.
All right. Well, then we can do the 24th.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the
24th? 5:05.
Wednesday, 24th at 5:05.
You good for that date?
Sure.
Okay. And this is a workshop.
All right. Can you send me that tomorrow?
Okay, now that we have the date.
Do we want to make a date for the personnel manual while we're at it?
Yeah.
Personnel manual, you mean like the entire town's personnel manual?
Yeah. Not the same day, another date. Just because there's some changes that have to...
I don't think they need it that much.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
I was going to say, Mr. Young doesn't have to be here.
No,
tonight.
No.
Unless you want to.
But you're welcome.
He's a volunteering.
Why don't I just zoom in? Check on you. Check out.
Okay. What looks good for everybody?
Well, we can make that one into April.
Can we go into April?
Yeah. After Easter.
So what date in April?
I'm good. Should we get this before our council meeting?
We can do it the 6th.
The 6th?
Yes, that's fine.
The week before?
Is that good for everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
505 as well.
Okay. Okay, do we have a motion?
Not for the workshop.
No.
Discussion and consideration for setting a date for the volunteer luncheon.
Oh,
there you go.
Usually, Ms. Costanza does this. Okay? I didn't want to steal her thunder.
I had no thunder.
Okay. What I think we just need to determine is, you know, do we want to do a volunteer luncheon on a yearly basis, or do we want to modify it in some ways? Our attendance hasn't been all that great the last couple of years, and we put, you know, we get a lot of food, a lot of stuff goes into it, and then we don't have a lot of people that show up. So would you all like to consider, like, doing maybe every other year instead of a yearly basis?
We didn't have one last year, did we?
No, because of
COVID. No, because of COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
Was there much volunteering that went on last year?
Right.
Everything closed down.
Right.
I don't know, maybe we should discuss it in the fall, because I think maybe right now we would have more people in the fall will be vaccinated and more willing to get together, and maybe we can combine it with the, and just don't kill me, the employee Christmas luncheon. We can have it all together, maybe get them, we can have people in another year or whatever, but we could consider doing something like that. Just wait until the, you know, later on in the year.
Do we have a Christmas luncheon and an employee luncheon?
No. Well, the employee luncheon was a right before Christmas, right. Usually, but we didn't have that last year either. So.
Right.
Okay.
And I like the idea of maybe skipping a year,
mm-hmm.
So it's not every year and it gets to be a whole thing and nothing to look forward to. And
mm-hmm.
Every other year would be something. So.
Yeah. Well, this would be the other year.
The other year.
I would suggest waiting yet, you know, to the...
We can table this until, you know, and then discuss it again in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to... Do we think of that just table it?
Table
to the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the consent agenda. Sorry?
The emergency item?
Oh, she told me to take it.
Oh, I thought we did it right after. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'll do whatever you want, but she said to take it down after.
It's whatever you're happy to do it.
Before
council comments.
I'm sorry, Mr. Young, what did you say?
I said you can do it any time before council comments.
All right, let's go ahead with the consent agenda. If there's no objection, we'll approve the consent agenda as read by all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. All right, emergency memo. Shall I read this, Ms. Payne, or do we need to?
Well, we all have it. Do you want her to read it?
It might be nice for those that are here in the audience.
Okay.
They don't know what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
All right. On March 8th, 2020, I physically went on, this is Mrs. Glover, by the way, I physically went to check on 17 open code cases to see if any progress had been made. Out of the 17, 6 have been cleaned up. That leaves 11 outstanding cases as follows. 3 cases from 2019 that have not been resolved. 2 cases from 2020 that have not been resolved. I'm trying to verify the address on 1. 3 cases from 2021. Mr. Rogers sent a courtesy notice to 2 owners on February 20th, 2021, in which he gave the property owners 2 weeks to comply. As of this date, they are not in compliance. We have received 3 new cases this month. At this time, I am requesting permission from the council to proceed with sending certified letters on behalf of the town to the residents with current open cases. What do you think?
I think we need to do this.
We need
I think
to
it's
motion.
Time.
Okay, a motion please. Mrs. Meadows?
I move that we give Ms. Glover permission to proceed with sending certified letters to these open cases.
And second?
I'll second.
I'm sorry, second? Mrs. Bacher, second. I have a motion from Mrs. Meadows and a second from Mrs. Bacher to have the Mrs. Glover, the deputy town clerk, send out certified letters to the residents. Yes, Mr. Young.
What letters are we talking about? First-time offenders or the follow-up letter in accordance with the ordinance that says you haven't complied, this is the next step?
Well, a lot of these in the file did not even have a first notice. So that was what I was going to do, send out the first notice to those that haven't gotten the first notice.
Are there any of these that are due a second notice?
Well, the ones that he gave for 2 weeks.
Okay. And so would we be doing a second notice on those?
Is that appropriate?
I don't see why not. I mean, as long as you're following the ordinance.
Right.
And you have the permission of the town councilor.
Okay.
I don't see a problem.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Oops. If we don't get any response from these three cases that are now getting their second notice, then according to the ordinance, then that's when they would appear in front of the codes enforcement board, correct?
I have to get that.
Yeah. Okay. I think so. I mean, it's the time we do something.
You may have to wait till you have a new code enforcement officer. You got to have the proper advocate in front of the code enforcement board on behalf of the town. She may be able to do that, but you may not want her involved based on how things go, code enforcement board to town council, etc.
Okay.
Or she may not want to take on all that work. But I think it's probably the right thing to do to keep these up to date. Mm-hmm. Send out the first notices that are required, second notices, put them on notice, and hopefully by then you've got your code enforcement officer issue straightened out. And
okay.
Let the magistrate or the code enforcement board handle their thing.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, council comments. Mrs. Bobby?
I noticed I've been going a certain route out, and it takes me past the playground, and it's packed every time I go by. It's just, there's like 5 to 10 cars there.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to see that. I'm just real happy that we did that.
Mrs. Bennett?
I just thank everybody for coming out. And I like the fact that you can now, on 20, see the whole view of the playground. And it's so colorful and it looks so inviting.
Mrs. Meadows?
I spoke with Mr. Glover this past week, asking if we could possibly come up with another couple of picnic tables for out at the playground, because I was there this past weekend with my granddaughters and our great-grandchildren, and the place is packed. It's absolutely packed, and we need some tables in the shade, because when that sun gets hot, it's going to be sweltering out there. And I also mentioned to Mrs. Payne that when we talk about budget this coming year, I really think we need to expand some things there. We need another pavilion. One pavilion is not enough. That you got one party going on and the rest of the people are out of luck. And it's really being used. It's really neat.
Mrs. Stanton?
Yeah, I'm thrilled that we're opening up, that we're having that 4th of July present. Easter egg night is wonderful tonight. I'm thrilled with that. I also got a call from Lyle's neighbor. I didn't write down his name about that street opening. He's concerned about getting to his property. And
Mr. Overfield?
There were no responses directly to the letter. However, Mr. Overturf, Steve Overturf, right, is a member of the church. And my understanding is he's taking steps with the church to see what they can do, and then we'll get back with us. So we got movement forward with the church folks. Never heard anything back from the other property owner. So had we known Mr. Overturf was a member of the church, probably could have shortcutted quite a bit, but I had no idea. So I think now you'll see it. Okay. If you'll ask him, please be patient.
Chief Wilburn.
Yes, I'd like to try to update you on the open position we had at the police department. It's kind of stalled right now. Normally, when I would advertise, I would get, you know, a minimum of 3 to 4 from the police academy, that, you know, the people there that want to get in law enforcement. I would usually get several applications. The only one I got this time was Derek's. And, of course, I went ahead and hired him a day before the county offered him a job. And right now, I think I'm going to have to redo this, rethink this whole thing. It's possible just go over and recruit straight out of the academy. Because the sheriff's department is running way behind on help. Like a police department, they're begging for officers. And, of course, you know, they have a lot more to offer than we do. And I'm going to have to come up with something creative to try to get us some people that's working here that's qualified. So, just wanted to update you. And, you know, it's a slow process. Even when you do have somebody that's in mind, it's a slow process to get through this background investigation. It has to be pretty comprehensive. And, but, you know, if you got any questions, I'd be glad to answer on that.
You got an age limit?
You got an age limit for
well, look at him.
No, I'm going to be an age limit.
Well, actually, he can't discriminate on age.
Yeah. I was just wondering if maybe I fit in the opening. You know.
You've been to the academy?
Teach there.
Anything else, Chief?
Yeah, I'd like to also recognize one of the elected officials died down there, the lack of really Washington. I had the pleasure of working with him, guy back in the late 80s, somewhere along in there. And just a fine example of law enforcement officer. Very, very good guy. And of course, I think everybody knows he passed away here last week.
It's funny how he passed away after they just did that beautiful article on him, like the week before.
Right. Yeah. Mr. Glover.
One of the good guys.
We're finished with the inside of the booth now. I don't know.
Wonderful.
I don't know if y'all been over to see it or not.
Yeah.
If
we've
been over to see it, can I just come get you and we'll go see it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes, Chief.
I went in there the other day, y'all. Sheldon was working with Buck. I guess you call him Buck. Him and Mike were over there working. Mm-hmm. They have done an outstanding job.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Wonderful.
It looks great.
Good.
What about being outside?
It's kind of waiting for direction. If we paint it, we need to buy a sprayer, you know, to make it look right, like it ought to. Or I didn't know whether the council might would want to go out for bid and maybe have Rick Cox spray it again. Yeah. You know, we can use the paint that we want to.
Yeah.
But
what do you suggest, Mrs. Payne? How do you think we should proceed with this?
I think it's the council's decision.
Well, I mean, it did involve, I mean, would we normally try and get a bid for it? I mean, how much does a sprayer cost?
Don't know. I had to price one.
Yeah, but
well, I think I'd love to get it done for sure before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we ought to use somebody professional, though. Not saying
it would probably look better. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not painters.
I know Mr. Rick, Mr.
Cox
did it last time.
Yeah.
And I think we did foam bids. Because he power washed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, somebody professional, because then you have a guarantee.
Yeah.
You know.
we could call, I could call him tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Because I think if it's under $5,000, it doesn't go out to you. So.
Then I'll call the graphics again.
So. Yeah, okay. I'll call him tomorrow and tell him that Mr. Larson will do the graphics again. And
then maybe we can have the information at the next meeting?
It will, yeah.
I you really don't have to wait that long.
No, if I've got, it's under $5,000 and I have y'all's permission, we can go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, be on his schedule.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
You can write the invoice down, like one invoice for the pressure washing, mm-hmm. one invoice, and that way it's not over one bill as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Mrs. Russell.
Thank you. I want to ask a question first of Ms. Meadows. If the pavilion's full at Casey's, do you notice if anybody's using the picnic tables at the caboose, I just wondered? If anybody's using those over there, I mean, they're available, and I know they've been very busy at Hastings Park. But I just wondered if anybody was using the tables in the pavilion here.
I haven't seen anyone do that at the same time.
No, not
at the same time. Okay.
We don't have too many shady places, but that is one.
Yeah. I think what happens is, you know, when he gives birthday parties for children, they want to have it right at the park.
Right.
You know, the pavilion would be available for anything, you know, but usually they've got little ones, so they don't want them trucking across the street or whatever.
I agree with you. Another pavilion.
We need another pavilion.
Well, we're going to look tomorrow about picnic tables and try to go ahead and get to.
Yeah.
And when they come in and we get them together, I'll get with you about placing.
Okay. Yeah. Just as long as they're under trees.
I just want to comment about.
There's some big ones.
How pleased I am with what the caboose looks like. I can't believe it is beautiful. They did a super, super job of restoring that. It looks better now than it did, I think, going back when we were restoring it originally, mm-hmm. when Diane Rogers was here.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody worked very hard to get it done then, but it's just beautiful right now. And I'm just so pleased and I'm so happy, and I certainly want to give all the credit to the men that did it. I understand Mike Seymour and Buck Griffiths worked on it, and it's just fantastic. I'm hoping that it will be able to use it or allow the children in it for the 4th of July. I agree we need to only let a few at a time in, but I'm hoping that it will be all right to have it open in the 4th of July so the children can see it again. They always love it.
All right. Mr. Attorney, Counselor.
Not to be a stickler, but I forgot to bring up one thing when you brought up the emergency item. Just so it's clear for the record, the mm-hmm. council considers that an emergency issue that must be addressed tonight without notice.
Say that again?
That it was an emergency issue that needed to be addressed tonight without notice.
Right, that's what you had to say.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As long as everybody's in agreement with that, you're fine.
Yes.
Sorry.
Let's hope there's no more.
I
put that on the heading.
Okay. Sorry, that's my fault for not bringing it up earlier. You got the update, Mr. Mayor, on where we're at with the property and the road. I said I wish I'd known Mr. Overturf had some connections there. We'd probably have resolved this a long time ago. So, also, did they know about the issue with the lake bed yet, or should I bring that up? Okay, never mind. When that comes up, I'll tell you where we're at with that one. And just for the record, the 4th of July, if someone will stick around out here until 12:01, then you handle it on the 4th as well.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not volunteering for that one.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted everybody to know that Miss Connors helped me and my wife get our COVID shot. I really appreciate her doing that for us. Thank you, Joan. Pat said, hey.